Let's get into talking to Mr. Corey Taylor, shall we? Fella, are you there?
Lord.
Corey, how are you?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm not too bad at all. Where are you?
I'm actually in the process of packing my stuff and fleeing the house that we've been staying in. Yesterday was our last day in the studio.
Yeah, I saw that. You tweeted a little bit of a video, didn't you, which sort of gave the impression that's it. It's all done.
Honestly, we've been done with the album for about, 2 weeks. It's just been, kind of putting little touches and flourishes here and there. If the idea struck us, but for the most part, it's just been bringing people in and playing it for them, I'm telling you, man, it was one of the best experiences of my life.
Well, do you know what? I've seen some of your tweets and some of your, your social media bits and pieces here and there. And the impression you've been given is that you're beyond stoked with this record.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I am on fire for people to hear this album. It's certainly the best work that Stone Sour has done. It may be the best work that I've ever done. Like, it is just from the beginning to the end, like, an amazing rock album. Like, if I wasn't in the band, I would listen to this album. Like, that's how good it is. it's one of those albums that I think is going to really change a lot of things about not only the way people look at this band, but the way that people approach music, man. Cause we went back and did everything old school. So it sounds incredible,
Right. Okay. I mean, when you say, people might look at it differently or look at the band, not in that sort of, I don't know if you've heard the new Linkin Park record or other bands, they're going off in different directions.
No.
Just checking.
Yeah. No, this is more of a, like all of the promise and all of the hints of what we could do on the House of Golden Bones albums. That's like, that all comes to fruition on Hydrograd. Like, and the songs are killer. The performances are fantastic. Like, sonically, it's going to be our best sounding album. And it's just, now it's like, we got to wait for a certain period of time to be able to release something, It's like, so we're in that month of frustration.
it's a month of teasing, isn't it? It's like, you've done it and you want to get it out there, but you've got to wait.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's going to be sooner rather than later that people hear something. It's just right now we're just trying to make sure that everything's mixed and like all the boring crap is happening right now. So it's, once the boring crap's done, all the excitement will kick in.
So how's it work with radio as well? Because you got your own radio show. So do you give yourself the exclusive?
I mean, I possibly, unless somebody outbids me, that's the way it goes down.
Got about £8 on me. Where did you actually record the album itself?
It was recorded at Sphere Studios in Burbank. Actually, the original Sphere Studios was in London.
Oh, was it?
And,
okay.
The owner, Francesco, ended up moving it into Linda Perry's old studio called Kung Fu Gardens. So it's technically it's Sphere West, I think is what it's called. But yeah, it's probably one of the best studios I've ever been in. And just the people there are incredible. The equipment is top notch. And we have one of the most incredible sounding albums that anyone's going to hear. So it's, I cannot recommend Sphere Studios enough.
So hang on a minute. You're in presumably in the Burbank area at the moment.
Yeah.
So what time is it over there?
Oh, it's like 7:30.
7:30? Have you had breakfast yet?
Of course not. I've had a cup and a half of coffee. But when Law's guest says he wants to talk to you, you get up and you brush your teeth and you get on the phone with Law.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Am I wrong? You're the one. Hey, you're the one who has to be 8 hours ahead. It's not my fault, mate. All right.
This is very true. So what does Corey Taylor have for breakfast? What are you going to have for breakfast this morning?
I'll do like cereal or, if there's like bacon and eggs left over, I'll have some of that. But you know, for the most part, it's just black coffee until I get hungry, and then I'll make myself some cereal.
I was hoping you might be able to help me out with this breakfast idea I've got. I've got an idea for a rock star cereal product, but
oh, this should be good.
But it involves a certain Dave Grohl. Now,
imagine
you're Dave Grohl, all right, and I'm pitching you this idea. Okay, put yourself in his shoes. What do you think about this, Dave Grohl-Nola?
Oh, for God's sake! I waited for you to say that. You know, that's the worst part of this story is that I was actually waiting for you to say something that I could take serious. David Grohl-Nola, seriously, did you lose a bet?
I thought he was good. Dave's Grohl-Nola.
You said it again. Why would you say it again?
Yeah, that just happened.
Yeah, I'm aware that it just happened. And I'm also aware that it happened again, and I'm not happy about it.
Well, I'm sorry. Hey, listen, I've got to congratulate you on your performance on QI, by the way.
Oh, yeah? It finally aired, right?
Yeah, I saw it. I watched it with my wife, and just as an aside to this, she thinks you're hot.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look who she's married to. I mean, the bar's not that high, right?
Thank you very much. Previously, I only had to put up with the fact that she fancied Tom Hardy, but now it's Tom Hardy and Corey Taylor and David Beckham. You're in that company.
Wow.
I know.
I don't know if I deserve to be in that company, but that's pretty decent company.
Your day's just getting better. You're glad you got up at 7:30 now.
Well, I was glad that I was going to get to talk to you, but I don't know if I'm ever going to be glad that I got up at 7:30. This is reality we're talking about.
But listen, QI, that's a bit of a life goal ticked, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And trust me, if I get my chance, I'm going to do it again. It's still one of my favorite shows. It's so funny and smart and nerdy, and just everyone on it is great. I had a fantastic time doing it when I was there. And I think that I love the fact that Sandy took over from Steven. Like, I think she is the perfect choice to host that show, you know. Like, it's just so well put together, and like, I mean, and everyone was so good to me when I was there that I have nothing but good things to say. They're amazing people, and I still love that show, still watch it.
Oh yeah, me too. Series link. Listen, Corey, we better leave it there. I'm sure you got a very busy day ahead of you, but thank you so much for your time once again. Always a pleasure to talk to you, and just can't wait to play the new Stone Sour single, whatever it might be.
I tell you what, it shouldn't be very long before those things happen. I can tell you that I think we're going to release a song first and then a single. So you're going to get two for the price of one very soon. So
I like it.
Look forward to that.
That's good. Yeah. Hey, just quickly, do you still live in Vegas or the Las Vegas area?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I might be coming to Las Vegas fairly soon, taking my mother to Vegas for a few days.
You're taking your mother to Vegas?
Hey, she likes to party. What can I tell you?
Well, did she lose a bet? Then she has to go with you.
No. I mean, oh, I see.
did that one catch you yet?
All yeah, right. Yeah, I got it. Thank you. 7 hours later. Listen, well, if I make it over there with Mother, I'll look you up. You can recommend some places for us to go and hang out, but probably not the Crazy Horse.
Oh, absolutely. No. No, Crazy Horse 3. I mean, the first Crazy Horse has really gone down, so you want to go to Crazy Horse 3.
I see. Corey, it's been a pleasure, my friend.
All right, brother. It's good to talk to you, man. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. You take care. See you later.
All right. Later, buddy.